Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest today is my friend, Mr. Tim Bond. Say hi to everybody, Tim.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Tim, this is the first time that you've been on. I know we met at Sunshine. Have we met before Sunshine, or was that the first time we'd run into each other?
You've been up here in Seattle at least once, haven't you?
Oh, that's true. I was up at Cascadia not too long ago.
Well, that was in Portland, but you were at SCA PHP or PNWP.
Yep, that's true. I was there a couple years ago, and that was a very fun conference. Had a ball.
That was right about the time PHP 7 came out, and you introduced everybody to the spaceship operator. It's pronounced exactly that way, too.
I did. That's a fun little talk. I have since dropped the spaceship operator from that talk, but I still give a version of that talk. It's good to have you on Voices of the Elephant. And since this is your first time, I'm going to ask you the same question I ask everybody their first time on. Give us your hero backstory. How did you get into programming, and then how did you get into PHP?
So I've had a computer in my house pretty much as long as I can remember. I think when I was a kid, I was mostly focused on playing games and doing other fun kid stuff. When I was in elementary school, my mom taught me a little bit of HTML. And at my school, we had like a webmaster's program where we did some more HTML stuff for the school and their site. And kind of kept doing that. And when I was in high school, I just kind of decided one day that it would be a really good idea to learn a programming language. And that was 2004, and PHP was really, really hot at that time. So it seemed like the very natural choice. I kept playing with it, doing stuff, mostly was self-taught. I took one course at the community college in PHP to give me some more foundations. Throughout college, learned Java, and always just kind of migrated back towards PHP because it's something that I enjoyed working with, and it's flexible, especially compared to Java. And ended up getting my first job based on a capstone project that I had done that was in PHP.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I did Java for a little while, but my therapist says I don't have to talk about that anymore, so... Well, that's very cool. Now, so you said their school had a webmaster program. Was that in middle school or was that in high school?
Elementary school. Yeah. Wow. So that was back in the day, even before we were really doing so much server-side programming. It was all HTML, and we were lucky enough that we had copies of Dreamweaver, and it had all the templating functions so that you could just define your header once and then, you know, include that on different sites. It would do like a build for you. And then I learned PHP, and it's like you could do that all kinds of stuff, and it was dynamic in there too, so you didn't have to create, you know, a bunch of like rollover tiles and things like that is what we were doing back in the day.
Yep, I remember those days. I remember when Dreamweaver was not Adobe, and it was just a very interesting tool. And there were several other ones out there, Hot Dog and HomeSite, and several others that we all started playing with. Fun time to be on the web.
Well, I think when I first got into it is right about when PHP 5 came out. But, you know, being brand new to programming, I didn't know anything really about versions or anything like that. So I don't know. I guess I could say I kind of missed some of the drama between, you know, when PHP went to OOP. I was glad that when I could upload code to a server, it would run.
Yeah, at some point we all start there, and I'm still surprised sometimes when I upload my code and it runs. That's very good. Yeah, 5 was an interesting time to join PHP because we were trying to make the transition to object-oriented, and the first couple versions of 5 were not great. They were memory hogs and it just was not a good thing. But I think right around 5'3", 5'4", they got a handle on everything. And I mean, from then, every release has gotten a little bit faster and gotten a lot better. And heck, these days we have a regular cadence of releases. Back then, it was a scratch your own itch type language. And now we've got processes and people and all kind of fun stuff. So big shout out to the core and all of you who make it possible for all of us to do the rest of this stuff. Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Speaking of the core reminds me of Derek Retens, who is a good friend of mine, and Derek reminds me of Xdebug, and Xdebug brings me to my next topic, which is you are doing talks, amongst other things, on Xdebug at conferences. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you talk about in Xdebug.
So I think going to a conference and learning about Xdebug is something that's really good for people, because it's not something you're ever going to search for yourself, because it's not something you even know existed.
That's true.
For sure that back when I first learned Java, we were using Eclipse, and there was this debug button in there, and I just didn't really know what it was, didn't really pay attention to it, and really, really wish that I had. It wasn't until a couple jobs ago that I had started, and the lead developer gave me the virtual machine that the project ran on, and he was like, oh yeah, it's all set up for the debugger. I'm like, I was like, I don't know what that is, but I need it. I'm not going to deal with that or anything like that. And after several pleas from him, I finally did actually get it installed. I was actually using Eclipse PDT. I hadn't yet discovered PHP Storm at that point. And I learned about what it does. And so I had always done the same thing that everybody else does. You know, you echo out your variables, or you print R, var dump them, depending on, you know, how complex it is. I had another developer show me a fun PHP function called error log. So that would actually send those to your web server error logs. And so if you were SSH into your server, you could, you know, send them out to that log, and then you could tail on that file. And that was really helpful for when you were doing AJAX requests, because then you wouldn't pollute your JSON or your XML that you were outputting, and you could still, you know, debug your variables. And that worked out pretty well. I also had written a function on my own called timdump. It's the same number of letters as vardump, so it's just as easy to type. But it would reformat things, and so, because I kind of don't like how vardump will put the like the array key name on one line and the value on a second line. So I wrote a function that will go ahead and rearrange those on there, and it could also return the value instead of echoing out, which was good for doing it in that error log. And I carried that around with me for quite a while until I had learned about, you know, the debugger. And now I cannot live without using a debugger, either in my backend PHP code or on the front end doing JavaScript. For anyone who hasn't used it before, you may have actually noticed it accidentally in your editor. If you click over on the near the line numbers and you get a red bar or another bar across the line of code, it's a breakpoint, and that will let you pause the script on that line, and you can see what all the variables are in that scope. You can call any sort of arbitrary code, and it just makes debugging your code so, so much easier. I think my biggest regret about it is not having learned about it sooner.
Totally agree with you. When I started programming with FoxPro, and FoxPro had an integrated step debugger, and we could just throw a debug line in there, and we could, it would break out, and we could step through things. And when I moved to PHP, I really missed that. And it wasn't until years later, when Derek released Xdebug, that I discovered how wonderful that is. And I'll be honest, I don't always use it. I'm still an old var dump and die guy, and we'll just throw a bunch of those in there. But there are a lot of situations, especially in modern day APIs and things like that, where you just can't solve the problem that way. You've got to watch the code, you've got to break it, and you've got to check the state of different properties. And Xdebug's the only way to do it. And PHP Storm makes it so easy to set up.
And it's gotten a lot better in more recent versions, in that you don't really have to configure much of anything. You just kind of turn it on, and it, you know, will do a double check with you. You know, is this the index.php you think it is? And you just click go, and then you're up and running.
That is very cool. Hey, give us one tip or one nugget of knowledge that our readers or our listeners can take away and use in their day-to-day work with Xdebug.
So one thing I don't see a whole lot of coverage on is the remote auto start flag inside the Xdebug coverage. So most people, when they set it up, they have their IDE key or something like that they pass in through a Git parameter or a cookie or something like that. Then you have to go into your editor and set that same key to match, and that way it will connect back. With the remote auto start button or flag enabled, as soon as a request hits the PHP engine, it's automatically going to connect back to whatever IP you have specified in your configuration and just start connecting to it. And I leave that on 24/7, and I believe there's a timeout, so if your editor's not running, then it will just, you know, continue on with your script. It's only a couple hundred milliseconds, and I don't really notice it. So just setting that to be on makes configuration so much easier if you ever have trouble getting that on.
Yep, yep. Oh, hey, I got a friend wants to say hi to you.
Oh, awesome.
I have yours. I still have the email. I keep the email from all three of you that I owe elephants to, just to remind me. I've got to get those in the mail. I've just been really hectic. I've been really hectic the past 6 months, but I will get them in the mail to you, I promise.
Hey, how about an interview is holding that hostage? I'll accept that as a valid excuse.
Hey, you enjoy a hobby that a couple of people that I talk to, including myself, enjoy. You bike, and you're about to start biking to work. Is that correct?
I've been biking to work since March. I've only been at this company since February. And contrary to popular belief, I'm not much of a cold weather outdoors person. We had kind of an anomaly. We had like a 75 degree day earlier in March, and I decided that was a good time to start, and it was great biking in. But my office, we're putting together a whole team for Biking to Work Month, and we're going to compete against other teams across Washington State. I placed 24th out of over 100 last year. So I'm hoping that joining that, we can help do that. So we do number of people commuting, number of new members, and total miles logged.
That sounds very cool. I had Matthew Trask on just recently, and he was talking about biking. He does it for fun, not just for getting to work, but he does it for fun, which I just think he needs to have his head checked. But still, hey, Tim, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us tonight here on Voices of the Elephant. Audience, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. I do hope that you have found this to be a good investment of your time. And we'll see you right here next week on Voices of the Elephant. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.